on digital radio, on the app, on your smart TV, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook.
The Sportscast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sportscast.
The Sportscast, December 23rd, 2024. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, and Apple Podcasts. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio and can visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also, follow us on X and Instagram at the Sportscast One, and check out our app, the Sportscast, for iOS. What a week 16 it is. A lot of the playoff picture formulating together. A couple of teams eliminated. We didn't see that coming, kind of. And joining us all the way from Northeast Ohio, Mr. Grinch.
Yeah, the Grinch is here. We're extra Grinchy today. The Browns get worse and worse, kicking problems, all kinds of problems. So the Grinch is here.
Well, the Grinch behind the mask is Mr. Dan Madden. He just came back from Orlando, so I know Grinch is in Orlando sometimes. But Dan,
yeah,
How was your trip to Orlando? I know it's twice in like 6 months.
Yeah, I know. The kids got the Disney bug, so they were eager to go back and see it all at Christmas time, and it was nice. I did the whole SeaWorld thing as well, and that's really nice. We used to have SeaWorld here up by Cleveland. It was a hop, skip, and a jump for me, so it was nice to go there again. I used to go there as a kid, so for the kids to experience all the killer whales and all the shows, that was nice, too.
Was that in Sandusky, like Ohio?
Yeah, well, Aurora area. Okay. Yeah, yep, yeah.
Because so I know Sandusky has that biggest,
Cedar
largest
Point. Yeah, Cedar roller. Point. Yeah.
Coaster, yep. In the world, I think.
Yeah, Cedar Point is awesome. Yeah, for sure.
Oh wow, what a place to go. Ohio's nice in the summertime. Yeah. Not right now. How's the weather over there?
No,
is it snowy Christmas or?
Yeah, the day I got back, we had a snowstorm. But yeah, there's definitely some snow on the ground. We were out playing in it the other day. So going from 75, 80 to snow, it was an adjustment. My sinuses were acting up getting back. That's for sure.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. Well, anyways, you probably watched the games because I know you don't miss the games. When you're in Orlando, yeah. You got your notifications on, don't you?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I catch a lot of it on my phone on the YouTube TV package and all that. So
that's a true fan right there. Look, I'm not gonna turn it off. I'm gonna see at least get a notification. I mean,
yeah.
If you watch the games, that's a different level.
Caught glimpses for sure.
Anyways, let's look at the top headlines. A lot going on in the NFL. NFL just announced their schedule. One significant game, they're moving the Packers and Vikings game to 4:25. It was originally at 1 p.m. This is a little bit more of a prime time, not the 8 o'clock usually, but the 4 p.m. Dan, this is a first NFL flex move I think I've seen all season.
Yeah, besides moving the Dolphins Browns out of the prime time spot, but we understood that. But yeah, for sure, this is a prime time matchup, playoff implications. So it's going to be a great game.
Which, by the way, would you bring up playoff implications? Browns and the Dolphins, Miami has to win. They had to win out, and they had to beat the Browns. So if you could do some special favors, but apparently your kicker's out. So
you might not need any favors. I mean, the way DTR looked and everything, I mean, I think that'll take care of itself. We went from one interceptor to another. So Winston at least could throw the ball down the field most of the time. So.
Yeah, so did you like DTR's performance starting quarterback?
He can run, but I mean he just cannot get the ball down the field. At least with Winston, I mean, he was fun to watch. I mean, he was able to make throws down the field with Judy and move the offense. Yeah, he'd throw it to the wrong team once he got down there, but at least they were getting yards, like 400 yards in offense, you know, with DTR, it was just stagnant. They couldn't do anything. So I think that experiment's over, and, you know, they need to figure something out.
Because he's a good gunslinger, Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
But that gunslinging could cost you a turnover.
Yeah, several. And bad spots. Bad spots, you know. I mean, it's just the pick sixes and just – yeah, so the answer is not in that quarterback room, so they got to try to find someone in the draft. But I don't really think the general management can evaluate talent, because obviously they haven't so far in 20 years.
quite something. And a person that is complaining about the quarterback situation is Browns' Myles Garrett. He said, well, first of all I want to do is win. I want the Browns to be able – to put me and us in a position to win. I'm not trying to rebuild. That's a key part of this quote. I'm trying to win right now. I want to be a parent when the season's over and we have those discussions. I want them to be able to eliminate that for me, illustrate that for me, so that can be something that I can see in the near future, because that's all we want to do. Myles Garrett is in your neck of the woods too, Dan, about the whole rebuild.
Yeah, so, you know, Myles Garrett, I mean, he was pretty quiet, you know, the last several years. I mean, team player, but I think that's boiling over. I mean, he's working his tail off out there, and not to have the offense, you know, doing what it needs to do. It's concerning, obviously, and it's boiling over for him. I understand where he's at, you know, as a fan. I don't want to rebuild. We've been rebuilding year after year. Made the playoffs last year, and then you have this. And he made even further comments that, you know, with the swipe at Deshaun Watson, just saying, you know, obviously, you know, big money doesn't win games. You know, I mean, talking about the dead money that they have in Deshaun Watson, obviously that's a knock against him and his performance. And I don't think he believes that he's the man of the future. He's went on to say that he wants to be involved in the cube quarterback discussions in the offseason. So it's going to be interesting. If I'm the Browns, I'm taking him seriously, and I'm an involvement, because he's ultimately the best player. Now that Chubb's kind of banged up again, he lost, you know, a step, and who knows if he's ever going to get back to where he was.
Same with Garrett. He did break a record. He had one key record yesterday, 100 sack, and he's under 30 years old, Dan.
Yeah, it's impressive. He's a beast. No doubt about it.
And we were talking about before the show, he might be the best Browns player right now.
Yeah, no, he definitely is in the conversation, although the list isn't very long with good players, it seems.
He just had to compete too much.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll see what happened with the Browns. We'll discuss what happened yesterday. Another news over the weekend, Steve Belichick, which I think you called this out before, that he's going to join his dad at UNC as defensive coordinator. I think he was defensive coordinator at Washington.
Yes, he was.
Below. Well, and then now he's going to go to the ACC.
Yeah, no, you kind of saw this coming, and I had heard that you know, that when they were in negotiation talks, one thing that was holding up, they were trying to get a clause in place that he would have the first right of refusal if Belichick decides to step down. That his son would get the opportunity to take over the program. So I think that's in the contract.
They're
giving an opportunity over for his son.
Yeah, they're covering their holes. Also, you were hearing some other Patriot players that might join the coaching staff.
Yeah, Wes Welker, he got brought on as the offensive coordinator. So obviously with Belichick, he's surrounded himself with people he knows, people that – have played with him, people he's coached with, people he trusts, understand his system. So he's ultimately going to look for people that support him and understand what he's trying to do there.
Another news, we found out yesterday, Josh Allen's been playing with a broken hand all season, I believe since week one. And he's had it wrapped. I'm not sure if it's fully healed, but this guy is he's a beast.
Yeah, he's tough. That you can't take that away from him. And, you know, it'll be interesting moving on the playoffs, you know, how that's going to affect him, colder weather. It'll be interesting to see if that affects moving forward.
You know who's been playing well injured is Patrick Mahomes. They say he's played better when he's injured than healthy.
It's unbelievable. You know, he just limping around, and then he'll be limping, and then he'll just take off, you know, 30 yards and get a first down. I mean, it was like nothing. It's unreal. He's tough.
It's unreal. Yeah, we'll see what happens with the Bills and Chiefs. They might face each other, Dan, but it might be in Kansas City this time around.
Yeah, that's going to be a battle. That'll be a battle.
We'll see what happens. Another one, a tragic Thursday game with Tank Dell. He has a serious knee injury. I believe he dislocated his knee. So it affects the ACL, MCL, everything. And he's out for the season, that's for sure. But it was probably sad. And you saw the quarterback of the Texans. Yeah. He was crying.
Yeah, he was definitely emotional. I think, seeing that, you probably felt like he put him in that position to where that would happen. I mean, it was friendly fire. I mean, he collided with his own player. So I'm sure that player, you know, has some remorse and, you know, feels sorry. But, yeah, you hate to see that for sure.
Yeah, C.J. Stroud definitely have one less weapon, but he does have other weapons he can use. So you shouldn't be worried. Yep. Troublemaker Deontay Johnson from the Ravens is put placed on waivers. I've not heard anything of him being picked up by anyone, but would he be a good grab, or teams know, hey, he's a cancer in the locker room?
Yeah, you know, when the Ravens are cutting you know there's kind of a problem. I think teams are going to be a little leery bringing them in. I mean, at this point in the season, I mean, you don't, if you're a playoff team, you don't want to bring somebody in that is going to affect where you're at as a team. It might not happen this year.
Yeah, quite something going on there. But, hey, you know, a lot going on. Kirk Cousins, he's going to be cut.
Yeah, that's $100 million gone.
He's gonna pull the Russell Wilson move.
I'm hearing rumblings. Oh, maybe the Browns should pick him up. I'm like, come on, we've been through deals before. We're not gonna do this again.
That would be a Browns move. I could see that. Or I'm trying to think of another owner. Like I would say Carolina, but I don't think they'll do that. Cowboys.
Bryce Young, I tell you, man, he's given him a shot, and I think he's still.
He beat the Cardinals. He eliminated the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to stay another year of development. I mean, I think he's going to be.
I think Coach Canales is probably going to give the ownership a green light. Yeah, let's keep it. Let's keep it. But anyways, that music all about. It started on Thursday, Dan. You watched it probably. Saturday. It felt like a Thursday.
Yeah, exactly.
Two-time MVP kept chugging along forward Patrick Mahomes until he plowed into the end zone on a 15-yard scramble to cap the Chiefs' opening drive on Saturday. Mahomes proceeded to throw for 260 yards and another score, never once looked troubled by his ailing ankle all taped up, and the Chiefs beat Houston Texans 27-19, and they're the brink of to be the number one in the AFC.
Yeah, I feel like every year Mahomes gets banged up with his ankle, and you think he's going to be out, and he just continues to make these extending plays, running the ball. I think adding Hollywood Brown to the mix now, first game back, I mean, he gives him another weapon, hit him with some nice passes. So, yeah, I think they're going to be good down the stretch.
And keep in mind, this all happened during the college football playoffs. And Dan and I were discussing, why would they schedule these things in the playoffs, even though they're all blowouts.
Yeah, I like to know what the ratings were. But, I mean, I ended up switching back to the pros after watching college, after those sleeper games. I mean, obviously, I watched all the Notre Dame game because I'm a fan, so I wanted to see the whooping they put on Indiana. But, other games I flipped on the pros.
You know, besides the championship game, I think most of the playoff games from previous years have been blowouts. Is that what I recall?
Yeah, it seems to be. I don't know.
They're not even close. Anyways, let's go back to the pros. Let's go to Baltimore. Lamar Jackson threw for 3 touchdown passes, and Marlon Humphrey scored on a fourth quarter interception return to help the Ravens pull even with Pittsburgh atop the AFC North with a 34-17 victory over the Steelers on Saturday. Dan, they're neck and neck for the AFC North.
Yeah, it's going to come down to the wire. I honestly felt like this game was going to be a lot closer. I really did. I mean, I thought Pittsburgh defense, I mean, I was surprised that they gave up 34 points, but Baltimore's offense is explosive. So, yeah, for sure.
Is it a George Pickens thing?
I don't know. I mean, they've just been inconsistent. I mean, you know, that one the game, they get the ball down the field to Pickens, and then, you know, the other games, they're kicking field goals. So they just need to get some consistency.
Consistency.
And I wouldn't be surprised if they need a spark, if they put some packages in.
Maybe get Deontay Johnson.
Yeah. Right. Could be.
The Rams ran through the Jets. Matthew Stafford threw for a go-ahead 11-yard touchdown pass to Tyler Higbee. Remember him? Early in the fourth quarter after a turnover by Aaron Rodgers. And the Los Angeles Rams beat the New York Jets 19-9 on Sunday. Low-scoring game, though.
Yeah, it was low-scoring. And, you know, just the same thing. You know, be interesting to see what happens in the offseason. You know, I don't know. I mean, Rodgers, like, I'm going to take some time to decide. But, I mean, in the end, you know, that's not really fair to the Jets because they need to know what they're going to do moving forward. So I think the Jets are going to put the ball in their hands and maybe move on.
Exactly. This game is very pivotal because there's going to be some playoff picture implications we'll discuss later in the show. Let's go to Washington. This probably was one of the best games predicted, and it did become the best game of the weekend. Jalen Hurts left with a concussion. Was that a factor? Jaden Daniels threw five touchdown passes while running at will in the rookie quarterback's latest masterful performance. And the Commanders ended the Eagles' winning streak at 10, Dan, by rallying the defeat the NFC East leaders 36-33 on Sunday. I think Commanders are the real deal.
Yeah, Commanders are the real deal, and Jaden Daniels the real deal. I believe he should win the Rookie of the Year for sure. I think he solidified that this game. So I mean, he had five touch, overcame five offensive turnovers, too, in that game, and they won. Pretty impressive. Great comeback.
Hurts with a concussion. I hope he's back because without him, doesn't look good.
No, not at all. Big drop off.
If you had to be a rookie like Michael Penix, the best game was the start against the Giants. His first NFL start went about as smoothly as it could, helped greatly by a defense that returned two interceptions for touchdowns Sunday in a 34-7 route of the New York Giants that bolstered Atlanta's playoff hopes.
Yeah, if you want to get eased into the NFL, what a better team to do it against than the Giants. That was a perfect scenario for Penix. So it gave him some confidence. So, you know, hopefully, you know, that'll springboard into another couple good games for him and get going for next year.
I'm pretty sure Kirk Cousins would have won that game too, right?
Probably.
Poor guy sitting in the sideline thinking about where to go.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Arizona eliminated. I like the Cardinals at the beginning of Sydney, Dan. I don't really remember this, but I think that they're favorites. Yeah. But Bryce Young knocked them out of the playoffs of the season. Chubba Hubbard's 21-yard walk-off touchdown run gave the Panthers a 36-30 overtime win at Bank of America Stadium.
Yeah, what a drop-off from the Cardinals. I mean, they started off pretty good. We were talking about him. Murray looked great. And it's just a big disappointment for them this year. And kudos to Bryce Young. He didn't get discouraged, and he battled through. Looks like the game's slowing down for him. And great few last games, and needs to continue that. And I think he's solidified coming back like we talked about for next year.
Is there a comeback award year? I mean,
I'm not sure, but I think he'd be a front runner for that. No doubt.
I would vote for him for sure.
Yeah.
The Ohio Showdown, Joe Burrow threw for three touchdown passes, included one as he was failing to the turf. The Bengals kept their slim postseason hopes alive with 24-6 over Cleveland Browns. Dan, any positives here?
No, I don't know why I put myself through it. I mean, someone messaged me on Facebook, like, why even watch until the ownership starts caring? You shouldn't even watch, and it's just discouraging. I mean, it's typical Browns. Cade York, they got rid of. He couldn't kick for us, and he drained a 59-yarder at the end of halftime, and he's got to be thinking to himself, eat it, Browns. And Hopkins can't even kick a chip shot extra point in that game. He missed. I mean, it just all kinds of problems. DTR obviously isn't the answer. They need to move on from him as well and go for the 30th quarterback. I kind of lost track. how many quarterbacks they've had.
There's a good quarterback class coming in next year, I believe. So we'll see what you guys
do. They'll probably have like the seventh or eighth pick, but there's just, you know, their evaluation of talent hasn't proven themselves other than Chubb, you know, recently. They just haven't drafted much talent as of late, particularly in the quarterback position.
Yeah, quite something. Let's go to Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor, remember him? Showed everyone that he learned his lesson by rushing for 218 yards and three scores, leading the Colts over the Tennessee Titans 38-30.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised at the high scoring game here. Not much defense, but you know, Indy was able to pull it off in this one. Surprised that Tennessee was able to score 30 points, to be honest.
They do have Mason Rudolph playing.
Yeah, right.
So that could be a difference compared to Will Levis. This game was actually pretty good, even though the scoreline was a lot. Jared Goff threw for 336 yards and three touchdowns, and the Detroit Lions remain on top of the NFC with their franchise best 13th win, 34-17 over the Bears, a injured full Detroit Lions too, by the way.
You kind of knew this was going to happen. You know, Detroit's got a lot of weapons, even with Montgomery being out. I mean, if he finds the right people to get the ball to. I saw a stat that Williams has not thrown an interception this year. So I mean, that's wild.
Rookie of the year?
I mean, they're not really winning. I mean, I think that has, you know, something into it. But I mean, that tells you that he's not all the problems. They got a lot more problems going there. Sure.
Problems have been stemming even when Justin Fields was there. It feels like something's going on internally. Yeah. They keep switching coaches, so I don't know what it is. But we'll see what happens. Jameson Wilson, credit to him, had a career high of 143 yards receiving and five catches. Jamar Gibbs ran for 109 yards in the scores. So Detroit has something going on. We'll see what they can maintain. Their defense is where they're really banged up, so they got to score a lot, which could be an issue in the playoffs. We'll see what happens. Minnesota's never won in Seattle in a while, and they did this weekend. Sam Darnold connected with a well-covered Justin Jefferson with 3 minutes, 51 seconds left for his third touchdown pass of the game, and Minnesota outlasted Geno Smith and the Seattle Seahawks 27-24 on Sunday to keep the pace with Detroit for the top spot in the NFC.
Yeah, this was a great game. I was watching a lot of it. But Darnold having an MVP-type season, you know, in that last dime that he threw to Jefferson, I mean, he was so covered, and he just put it in the right spot. I mean, it was impressive. Be interesting. This is another one. What's going to happen in the offseason? Do they renew Darnold? Are they going to go with the rookie? I think they should bring him back and let the rookie sit here and learn from Darnold. You know, like Tom Brady said, these rookies get thrown in the fire so early, and I think he would benefit from learning from somebody like Darnold for the future.
I concur. Keep him around for another year and see what happens. This game was closer than we thought. James Cook scored two touchdowns. Buffalo's defense forced 3 second-half turnovers. And the AFC East champion Bills overcame a 14-0 deficit to pull out a 24-21 win over the New England Patriots.
Yeah, I didn't see this coming. I thought Buffalo was going to blow them out of the water. New England kept it a game. But ultimately, Buffalo is able to pull it off.
Drake May's a keeper, looks like it.
Oh, definitely, definitely, yeah.
The toilet bowl little bit. Aiden O'Connell returned from an injury and passed for 257 yards, and the Raiders ended a 10-game losing streak with a 19-14 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars, placing the Giants as the number one draft pick.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a toilet bowl for sure. I didn't watch much of it, if any of it. Just saw the score, it is what it is on that one.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Miami playoff hopes are alive. Before this game, the Niners knew they were eliminated thanks to the Carolina Panthers. Kader Kahou helped keep those playoff chances alive when he intercepted 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy late in Miami's 29-17 win over San Francisco.
Yeah, no, Miami's alive, and, you know, I think they got a good shot, particularly I know they'll beat the Browns, but this, what a disappointment with San Francisco. I mean, everything went wrong this year, a lot of injuries. I would not have thought that they would be making the playoffs this year. It was just a rough, rough year for sure.
Talking about keepers, do you think the Niners should keep Brock Purdy and pay him $57 million?
I don't think they have a choice. I mean, they have to. I mean, he's appeared in the Super Bowl. He is tough. I mean, he is a little interception prone at times, but I mean, I think he's better than Dak. I mean,
I actually agree with that. But he can't play in weather.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Sunday Night Football. Also, Cowboys knew before this game they were eliminated because of the Commanders' win over the Eagles. Cooper Rush threw a touchdown pass, and Brandon Aubrey kicked two 58 yarders among four field goals Sunday night, boosting the Dallas Cowboys to a 26-24 victory that cost the Buccaneers control of their playoff fate because of the Falcons.
Yeah, no, give kudos to Dallas. I mean, they have nothing to play for. I mean, CeeDee Lamb had a busted up shoulder, and he was out there grinding. Could have sat out, but kept playing and had some nice catches. And, you know, what an asset Aubrey is. I mean, he's got to be the kicker of the year for sure. The guy from Detroit, Megatron, or whatever they call him, those two are some premium kickers. And who would think that Tucker would not be in that list right now?
The end of a four-game winning streak for Tampa left them, even with Atlanta top of the NFC South with two games remaining. The Falcons had the tiebreaker, Dan, because they won both meetings with the Bucs, who are on the fourth-year playoff run. So playoff picture for after Week 16, a lot going on. Let me show you what is in the standings for the playoff picture. A lot going on. There's more action in the AFC, the NFC. But let me show you what's happening, Dan, because this stuff can be very, very, you know, like there's two games left. So I will show you who is in the bubble, who's made it. And let me pull up my screen here. And okay. Oh, wait. At this stage. Okay, there it is. So who's clinched so far has been the Chiefs, Bills, Steelers, Texans, and Ravens for the AFC. The NFC. Only three teams have clinched: Lions, Eagles, and Vikings. In the hunt, the Chargers for the AFC and the Broncos. And for the NFC, Rams, Falcons, Packers, and Commanders. They have not clinched. In the bubble, the AFC has more. They got the Colts, Miami, and Cincinnati. In the NFC, the Bucks and Seahawks. Two good teams, but they're in the bubble. So let me show you what has to be done for certain teams. So let me show you what's happening. Miami has to win out. Let me pull this up. Oh, here it is. All right. I got it all laid out. I did the calculation. I did the algorithm check. So here's the playoff picture. So the Dolphins, to make the playoffs, need to win out. They got Cleveland and the Jets. Dan said they can beat the Browns. Probably the Jets. The Colts needs to lose one of the next two. They got the Giants and the Jaguars, so they got to lose one of these two games, which, you know, keep in mind, the Colts have trouble winning in Jacksonville, but I think the game might be in Indianapolis. I don't remember. It might be in Jacksonville. And then Denver needs to lose out against Cincinnati and the Chiefs. Dan, how do you see the Dolphins' chances?
I mean, I think that's a good chance. I mean, Cincinnati, you know, they look really good, their offense particularly yesterday, and I think Kansas City will beat them. I think Dolphins will definitely win out. The only thing, Colts is the only wild card. I mean, could,
if they play in Jacksonville, Dan, they lose in Jacksonville every time they go.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not sure if the game's in Jacksonville. It might be.
I mean, I would bet on that. I think the Dolphins, you know, have
could squeak in.
You know, a squeak in, like an
80%
chance, I think.
On to Cincinnati. Their path is they got to win over Denver and Pittsburgh, both. They have to have the Broncos lose against Kansas City, which is very possible. Colts need to lose against the Giants or the Jaguars, which we discussed is possible. Yeah. The Dolphins need to lose against the Browns or Jets. How do you see Cincinnati's chances?
Well, I don't really see the Dolphins losing to either one of those teams. So I think the Bengals are out.
Bengals are out. Thank you, Dan. Very complimentary. Yeah, Cincinnati. You know, they were talking about it. Like the experts, they say if Cincinnati made it to the playoffs, they would be a dark horse. Oh, and Dan got disconnected. All right, so let's just continue. The Colts' path is they have to win out. Cincy have to win out, and Broncos have to lose out. And then the Colts have to win, or the option at the win out, and Chargers have to lose. So that is a scenario for Indianapolis. Go to the NFC, the Bucs situation, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay needs to beat the Panthers and Saints, their division rivals, NFC's South, and then either one of the two things put them in the playoffs. Atlanta lose to the Commanders in Week 17, which is very possible. And then Commanders lose to Cowboys in Week 18. So those are two scenarios right there. And then for the Seahawks, the playoff situation, they need to now needs to hope the Cardinals, Arizona, defeat the Rams, which they're division rivals next week. And keep in mind, Cardinals are eliminated. And then as well as Hawks winning in Chicago on Thursday. So that is the playoff situation for all the teams, AFC, NFC, quite a situation that's going to pander out. There's two more weeks left in the season, so definitely watch them out. There's a Christmas game this Wednesday, Kansas City versus Pittsburgh, so that game will be on Netflix. And then we have then the weekend games going on. So a lot going on with implications. Pittsburgh's been going on with a two-game losing streak. So we'll see what happens there. But anyways, Dan Madden is out of commission. You can reach him on X at Danimal2478. That's Danimal 2478 if you have any comments for the Browns. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, and also sportscast.net. We got Dan.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Want to wish everyone Merry Christmas. I'm sure it's wrapping up, and have fun with your families. And
what's the best way to reach you? And what's your family Christmas traditions? Do you have any?
Yeah, you can reach me on X Danimal2478 or on Facebook, Dan Madden. Yeah, no, we do a big Christmas Eve with the family. You know, all get together. Great food, seafood, and shrimp and pasta and all that good stuff. I'm excited. The kids are a little older, so Christmas morning will be great at the house. Just trying to hide the gifts from the kids that they don't get them. Find out where they're at before Santa brings.
Do you hit them in the attic?
Yeah, no, we got a back boiler room that is locked, so gonna sneak them down there this evening.
It reminds me of the whole the Home Alone back burner when the
Kevin
was scared of it.
Oh yeah, he
overcame his fear.
Yeah, he did. So. I've seen that like 10 times this year. It's always on.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite movie, Christmas movies, Home Alone.
Yeah,
and I think Christmas Vacation is number two. I would put that. Oh no, hold on. Excuse me. The Wonderful Life is my number two.
Oh yeah, those are
Christmas
good ones.
Vacation.
Yeah.
What's your top three Christmas movies?
I like Home Alone. I like Elf, the Santa Claus movie. The first
with Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yeah.
That's a classic. That's definitely my top 10. But only have 10 Christmas movies that I really like.
Yeah.
So, but there you have it. You can reach us at thesportscast.net. You can follow us on the Sportscast One on Instagram and X. And like Dan said, enjoy your time, your family. It's a time to spend time. Unplug, like Dan just got unplugged this computer.
Yeah.
And spend time with family, because you might not, there's certain family members you don't see all year, and it's probably only time to see them, So, anyways, Dan, have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you as well. Merry Christmas.
And I'll see you next year before the new year.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.